It's been 8 years since Nathan Englander's award-winning short story collection For the Relief of Unbearable Urges was published. Since then, he's been working on a novel. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
When Nathan Englander's short story collection For the Relief of Unbearable Urges was published to near universal critical acclaim, he was compared to Isaac Bashevis Singer, Kafka, Gogol, the usual fabulous lineup. Now Englander's first novel has just come out. It's called The Ministry of Special Cases. And in praise of it, I want to throw a lowbrow comparison into the mix. Jack Finney's classic tale of terror, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Most people know it from the 1956 movie of the same name or the Donald Sutherland 1970s remake. As cheesy as Finney's writing style could be, he also wrote the New York City time travel novel Time and Again. He had a knack for writing fantasy fiction that also engaged politics, as well as enduring human anxieties and yearnings. At the time the first movie version came out, Invasion of the Body Snatchers was read as an expression of Red Scare paranoia. But it keeps being remade. A fourth movie version is due out this year. Because through the sci-fi form, Finney captured the horror of watching a person you love change, become alien. Englander might or might not appreciate the comparison to Finney, but he's working the same crazy quilt turf. The Ministry of Special Cases is fantasy fiction, whose all-too-real political subject is Argentina's dirty war of the 1970s, as well as the timeless horror of standing by helpless as a loved one is taken, whether by disease, accident, or in this case, the sadistic machinations of a military junta. We readers know we're not on the firm ground of literary realism from the first page of this novel, when we meet our hero, the portentously named Kaddish, hard at work at his clandestine job, that is, chiseling away the names of the dead on tombstones in a Jewish cemetery in Buenos Aires. The year is 1976, and Kaddish has been hired by respectable members of that city's Jewish community to obliterate criminal family history, specifically the names of parents and grandparents on tombstones planted in the part of the cemetery reserved for gangsters, pimps, whores. No one in these nervous political times wants to get in trouble for being related to the wrong person. Or as Kaddish cheerfully explains to his wife, with the new regime, the shame industry is about to bloom. Kaddish may be happy to make a buck off political turmoil, but his wife Lillian is jumpy. To protect her family, she spends much of her secret savings installing a steel front door to their apartment. Wouldn't you know it, all Lillian's fortifications against approaching disaster come to naught. When Kaddish hears someone knocking at the door one night, he distractedly opens it. The secret police step right in and take away the couple's 19-year-old son, a surly college student nicknamed Pato. The rest of the Ministry of Special Cases reads like a series of ingenious riffs on the same situation. Two people, Kaddish and Lillian, banging their heads against a wall, desperately trying to navigate the bureaucracy to find their disappeared son. Englander's brilliance rests not so much in plotting, but in images, phrases, scenes, moods that acrobatically somersault into their opposite. Think of that vault-like apartment door undone from the inside. In an absurdist set piece, Kaddish barters with a plastic surgeon. He agrees to obliterate the surgeon's shady father's name from his tombstone if the surgeon will give him and Lillian nose jobs. They both boast massive honkers. Englander plays the recurring nose job subplot for all its zaniness. Lillian's nose keeps getting botched. When she wants it to be smooth, it comes out corrugated. When she wants it restored to its original massive proportions, it comes out pert. Except that, in a swift darkening of the tone, Englander makes us realize that Lillian wants her original big nose back because it's the same nose that her missing son sports. Like those tombstone names Kaddish erases, Lillian's familial connection to Pato has been ground down. A haunting parable about political and metaphysical instability, The Ministry of Special Cases is the kind of unruly book that can give you the giggles and the chills simultaneously. Similar to the hero's waking nightmare in Finney's thriller, Englanders Argentinian Jews wake up one day to find that their whole country has turned into a pod.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Nathan Englander's first novel, The Ministry of Special Cases. Alvin Batiste, the New Orleans clarinetist and music teacher, who played with Ray Charles and whose students included Branford Marsalis, died yesterday of a heart attack in his hometown. He was 74. Batiste died hours before he was to appear on stage at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival with Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr. in a concert program titled Marsalis Music Honors Alvin Batiste and Bob French. The record label Marsalis Music released a CD saluting Batiste last month. We'll close with a song from that recording. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.